Okay, so we're talking about successful kids and how to maybe get there.
Yeah, and also like speaking about parents, well, everyone wants their kids, you know, to enter the top schools, get the perfect report cards. But now Julie says the new study suggests that the real foundation of success actually starts a lot earlier, and it's not emotional. It's emotional and not academic, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The research shows that even when they controlled for intelligence, education level, and even socioeconomic background, so they controlled for all those things, emotional stability remained the single most consistent factor in predicting achievement. So that means two people with the same, say, degree and intelligence can have very different outcomes depending on how emotionally stable they are. And this plays out in real life. Anyone that works with people or works with people knows that this is the truth.
So let's talk about like what that looks like in real life. How does emotional stability that you refer to show up in someone's career?
So it's the person who can receive feedback without shutting down. They stay level-headed during a crisis, and they recover if there's a problem or setback. So that means they're less likely to burn out or quit impulsively. And when industries are fast changing, being emotionally grounded gives professionals, if you're in a professional career, an edge to adapt instead of panicking. So the people that don't have emotional regulation, they consistently complain about being overworked, overwhelmed. And if you try to address it with them, they have nothing to tag it to. And really, you can call it pretty early. Like you will see this come up quite quickly after you bring someone on your team. They tend to blame others. They don't want to find solutions. They're very dysregulated. And you right away, well, this isn't what I was expecting. This is overwhelming. It feels like you're constantly dealing with a changing narrative. And it's because their emotions are driving the narrative as opposed to what is actually unfolding in the workplace.
All right. So I just like to know, like, since I have a daughter, she's like barely two. If emotional stability then is the golden ticket to career success, how can I help my daughter or other, you know, parents help their kids develop it?
So you're right. It does start early. It's also teachable at any age. So there's four main what are called pillars people can focus on. So first, children build emotional literacy by teaching them to identify, name, and express what they feel. So instead of the child's like jumping up and down, I'm mad, you help them say, I feel frustrated or whatever language you want to use because and get them to say why. Because my Jenga tower fell down. I'm angry because of that. That helps them process the emotion instead of just exploding over everything. You want to teach regulation strategies. So that might mean for kids, you just help them take deep breaths. You help them step away from the toy or the game so they can cool off. For older kids, you might teach them to journal or even from a cognitive behavioral perspective, you help them reframe their thoughts. So instead of like, this sucks, so-and-so is terrible, you want them to focus on, you know, I can change this. I can respond to whatever this situation is. I have that power within me. So these are skills that they'll need later in work careers. Third, encourage them to tolerate discomfort. Like, how many people have you worked with that there's something just a little bit uncomfortable? They're freaking out. They're upset with you because something they don't like. It's not something you can change. And then you, as the person who is the emotionally stable person, you're stepping in trying to help them with this right away. People get tired of that.
Yeah.
And so we have to teach kids early on to manage challenges. Like losing a game, like not making a team. Show them how to cope and learn from it. And don't encourage them to blame other people. That is one thing that parents end up doing, is blaming others.
We're running tight on time. What about schools? Kids spend so much time in schools. What can schools do?
Well, remember, not everybody have parents that self-regulate, so this is where schools come in. Mm-hmm. They can do a lot. They can incorporate social-emotional learning, things like mindfulness, helping kids identify feelings, and then peer conflict resolution. When those things are placed in curriculums, it's really helpful so that even teaching empathy improves emotional regulation and peer dynamics.
Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning with Mix Nation. Where can people track you down?
Well, if you or your kids are having problems with emotional stability, feel free to reach out to us, galthorpetherapist.com, or give us a call, 613-962-1852.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you. Have a wonderful morning.